Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. And we have been discussing and talking about seeing our family members saved. And today we will do the remaining segment on household salvation. The Holy Spirit would lead us in that direction. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to please to lead us to pray as we pray and guide our family members in Jesus' name, and guide this study in Jesus' name. So we've taken our message predominantly from Nehemiah 4, 6, 13 to 14, and I just want to pray for your loved one. And so this series has been so good because we've talked about how do we pray. And in addition to that, just the principles and scriptures and also to praying without a spiritual authority, our role of a warrior priest. And we went over throughout the scripture how Joshua sent out the priests and armed men around Jericho. So there's actually no warfare without priesthood. And Samuel, he intercedes as priest for Israel before going into battle. And then our role as priest, with back again, our spiritual authority, our spiritual right and authority and boldness. And then we spend a few weeks on the priesthood of the firstborn, priesthood of friendship, preparing for priestly intercession, some of the hindrances, and our last session has been on exercising spiritual warfare for our family as a warrior priest, praying the hedge, praying for household salvation, and we did an extensive study on travailing in prayer, and we are Hello? And so the prayer of binding and loosing, and again, it bears repeating, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and so we know as we loose on earth, it's loose in heaven. And so we can have the totality of everything that we're to walk in when there is the power of agreement. And we know that there's a prayer of release. And this is what we have wanted to really get involved in today. If you have your Bibles, in John 20 and 23, we see that there is a prayer of release from sins, and there's also a point where we can proclaim forgiveness. Lord, we can say, Lord, forgive them. We see Jesus says that in Luke 23 and 24, and also in Acts 7 and 20. So you can get those scriptures together, and then we can go over them. Again, that's John 20 and 23. And Luke 23, 24, and Acts 7 and 20. So we will go into some depth on that today. But in the previous week, last week and before, we talked about binding the strong man, how we can rebuke, we can silence and to muzzle, as well as we want that activity limited. So many times the enemy comes into our life, but I believe that when we bind that old devil, as my dad used to call him, old Nick, his activity is limited. It's done. It's finished. We don't have to entertain the devil. We can tell him, and my dad used to say, this ain't cussing either. He would say, tell the devil to go to hell. Get out of my way. I don't have time for you. By the blood of Jesus and in Jesus' name, you are bound. So in John 20 and 23, we can pray for the release from sin. Yes, that is, look what God, he's given us, he's given us that authority. And we also have the authority to loose the angels. And we see where in Acts 12 and 7 where Peter released the angels and the people were praying and the angels were released, rather, on Peter's behalf. So we have a lot of authority. So let's look quickly at John. And this is the last portion of this session. And we will look at verse 20. That's John, the 20th chapter, verse 23. I apologize. And, you know, when I think about this scripture and I think about us being gap standers, you know, the Holy Spirit is our advocate. He's there. He stands as our advocate for us. Don't we all want to advocate? But we can be as advocates in the spiritual realm with the Holy Spirit within us to be able to stand in the gap for our brothers and our sisters. Amen? So on the so it says here, and let's just go, I'm going to go 21. And Jesus said, peace be with you, John 20. And it was 21, we'll go to 23. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, if you forgive anyone his sins, then what? They are forgiven. Wow. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. So, you know, there's, we see the note here where Matthew concerning the binding and the loosing of that which has been determined by God. So we even see that from a total, whole nother perspective here. So who is it to you that needs to be released? See, this final point is prayer of release from the sin. And we just proclaim God, even today, according to John 20 and 23, 21 through 23, that when we pray for our household, that they will be saved and they will be forgiven. So we bind the enemy on earth. And we lose the blessings of God over our family. God, forgive them. We just ask through the power that you have given to us, God, we just pray for forgiveness. Lord, forgive them. Right, now let's look at Luke 23 and 24. That's Luke, the 23rd chapter. And we are going to look at verse number 24. That's Luke 23. And we will look at verse 24. And again, I'm going to start at 23. Amen. It says here in Luke 23, and then we'll go to 24. But with loud shout, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. And here it goes. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. And you know, even Jesus, he said to them, Lord, you know, just forgive them, for they know not what they do. And here this man, he was released from what he had done. And that may seem like, wow, that Jesus gave. He was even giving his life then, before he was even crucified, before he was even crucified on the cross. In Acts 7 and 60, and we're going to close with this today, and then just kind of have a rehash, go over this in Acts 7 and 60, and we'll go over the prayers of binding and loosing. But it reads as follows. I'm turning there to Acts 7 and 60. What we see here was Stephen. What did he do? He cried out. That's what I'm looking for here. He cried out. And look at that. He was the first martyr. And he says, and then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know, we've been in the part of the processional going to the funeral service of Patrick, the 32-year-old police officer that was killed in the line of duty. And we heard the captain who spoke at the funeral service. And, you know, his whole bottom line was love. And throughout this past week with the murders and everything that have been going on, you know, it's forgiveness. And that's what we need to pray. Pray for our loved ones. A prayer of release from sin. To proclaim the forgiveness. And to forgive them. You know, there were at least, I'd say, 1,000 officers. And we were able to sit amongst them with the officers. Because we were ministers and the other family members and, friends set off to the side. We counted it such an honor. And as I looked at all of them and, you know, what went through my heart was as we were sitting there, we have to forgive. And then as we went to the funeral service, and all the hundreds of police cars in the processional. And then standing right there as they brought his body in hearse and carriage. And then after that, they carried him. This young, and his family walked behind him, a young wife, a widow now. But, you know, it comes down to everything that we do. You know, it's a heart issue. You know, it's about love. It's about forgiveness. And today, as we close out this session, the prayer of binding and loosing, we have the authority, even here on earth, we're speaking peace to our nation. Even now, we're going under the bridge here in Dallas, and I'm reminded the last time I went under this bridge was when Pastor Starr, 39 girls, walked from Houston to Dallas, and this was almost the end of their walk for all of the babies that have been killed in America. You know, we need an awakening. We have the authority to pray. If we are family members to these officers and to those in our nation, that we can bind the strong man, we can rebuke him, we can silence him and muzzle him, that his activity is limited in our city. And I say this so much so that the judges won't have anyone to judge, and the police officers, that they won't have anyone to even go out and try to arrest. They've had that. That's revival. They've had that in Kentucky and other places because when the Holy Spirit prevails, we have the angelic host that can go forth on our behalf and break the chains of bondage with the word as we unleash the Holy Spirit and the angels that break those strongholds. So through all of this, we pray. There's a prayer of agreement. There's a power of binding and loosing. It's a corporate thing. We know that in Nehemiah 4:20, that there was that they rallied together, they assembled together, the spouses, the children, the parents. But today we have the authority and we have the power of the Holy Spirit that we may come together. And as I said, today has been a day of going to the funeral with, I would say, 1,000 or more officers and families. And then we went to the actual graveyard, and now we're here in the Dallas Memorial. And people are gathered together just in front of the Dallas Police Department, you know, here where the shooting happened. It's brought people together. But you know what? It's forgiveness. And as we close the session, we just want you to continue to travail and labor in prayer. And remember, you have the power. You have the authority to bind the strong, to loose captivity and release the angels just as they, as the angels went forth and got Peter out of jail while they were praying for him. And there's power in agreement. And we just thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We proclaim forgiveness over our loved ones, even in this situation here where these officers were shot, the 5 officers right here where we are right now. We just pray forgiveness, God, for our nation, for all of the different color and separation, that we come together as one. And as Jesus said, Lord, forgive them. And even as Stephen cried out, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we say success to you, and thanks so much for tuning in. And may God bless you in Jesus' name. We apologize for any technical difficulty that we may have had, but God is faithful, and he's always on time. So let's pray for our country and pray for America, and let's just close with that song.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean where we're from. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Amen. I love my country. We travel all over the world, but I love America, and we just pray that God's blessing continually be over us. And if you could just see, I can just describe the scene. There's police officers. There's people of every color that's standing here. We see the Dallas Police Star as we're turning the corner here. The flags and the Texas flag are half-mast. But God is faithful, and he's wanting us to forgive. And people out there have been asking, what is the key? that we love one another, and that we forgive. And as Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Pontius Pilate, what did he do? He freed the sinner. And Jesus died for us. Stephen was stoned. So, blessings to you, and have a wonderful day. You know, just, you know, I see the young man, 32 years old, served his country. You know, we have so many people that are dying, and we have to come together and not have a divide, but be united. In Jesus' name, amen.